thinking about God's design for sex, the next place we're going to head is to Genesis. We read in Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. And so God created sex to create life, to make babies, to procreate. And, you know, that's probably the number one reason that we hear God created sex. And it's when we think about talking to our kids about sex, that's what we think about is talking about how you make a baby. And it might feel rather obvious that, of course, God created sex to make babies. But, you know, God could have created life other ways. And so he did choose and create this very intimate act as a way to create life. And so I think there's an importance in that. The second place we're going to go to is Genesis 2:24. I'll start at verse 23. It says, the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. And so God created sex to make us into one in marriage. Now, I think I used to think that maybe that was this one-time deal of we get married, we have sex, and boom, God makes us into one. And actually, the more I've learned, the more I think, no, yes, he makes us into one the first time we have sex in marriage, but I believe he makes us into one every time we have sex. And, you know, oneness from sex is something that we typically talk about in the purity culture as far as don't have sex out of marriage, otherwise it bonds you to that other person. It's all those crazy purity allegories that your youth pastor told you as far as, you know, the girl is the red piece of construction paper and the boy is the blue piece of construction paper. And if you have sex outside of marriage, you take glue and you spread it all over that red piece of paper and you stick the two pieces of paper together because the sex is like glue. And then if you're not married, at some point, the two you separate. And when you separate, the red paper is left on the blue paper and the blue paper is left on the red paper because you've bonded yourself to that person and you've left part of yourself behind. Now, I think that there's some truth there. I think maybe the more important truth is that God does the same thing in marriage, right? And I talk about how, like, it's not just a one-time deal. It's every time you have sex, God glues you back together. Because I think the world is constantly trying to pull you apart, trying to divide your marriage. And so I think we need this powerful gift of sex to keep bonding us, to keep making us into one. Now, for a lot of women, this is not something that comes naturally. In fact, in many, many marriage books, you'll read things like, in order for a wife to have sex, first, she needs to feel emotionally connected to her husband. And you'll read, in order for a husband to open up to his wife emotionally, he needs to have sex with his wife. Now, those might be the natural ways that we're created. It might be what comes naturally to us. But is it possible that we're supposed to learn new things? Like, aren't husbands supposed to learn to talk to their wife, even if they haven't had sex, to love her and to serve her and to share his heart with her, even if he hasn't had sex? But isn't the same also true of maybe, you know, if a wife isn't feeling emotionally connected to her husband, is it possible that if she has a husband that loves her, that is trustworthy, that she needs to trust him when he reaches for her. Let me give you an example. My husband and I remember many times where we would get into disagreements. And for whatever reason, we were not going to work it out that night. And so we'd finally just decide we were going to go to bed and we'd work it out the next day. And we'd go to bed and we'd be laying there and I would still be fuming and wrestling with how we're going to figure out this argument. And all of a sudden, my husband is reaching for me to have sex. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. Are you crazy? How can you even think about sex at a time like this when we're not connected? Now, my husband is the kindest, gentlest, most loving husband anybody could ask for. And he would never, ever do anything to treat me poorly. And is it possible that in those moments, I needed to trust my husband? Maybe my husband didn't just need a sexual release. Maybe he understood that if we could just come together in sex, God would help make us into one again. Now, that takes a lot of trust, and I'm not telling wives you should just have sex with your husband because he wants it. What I'm saying to wives is you need to think about, who is your husband? Is he trustworthy? Is he loving? Would he do anything in the world for you? And if he is that man, then he's that same man when he's reaching for you to have sex. The other thing I would say is that, you know, this is not something that comes easily for women. And so we might need to just pray to God and say, God, will you help me enter into this? Help me to trust that you're going to make something good out of this. Help me to get my body on board and fully trust you in this. And so I believe that sex is this powerful gift that God gave us to make us into one. And do we believe that? And do we trust him in that truth?